Hope you're having a very pleasant Tuesday. We appreciate you being with us Monday through Friday from noon to 2 now in Focus with Paul W. Smith. And though we don't lead every show with it, we still are obviously very concerned about Savannah Guthrie's mother, Nancy, and what's going on there with this ongoing story. We're going to check right now with somebody in the know better than we are, Tanya J. Powers, the excellent Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor, with what we know to be the very latest on this story. Tanya, it's been too long. Nice to have you back.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
This is an unprecedented story in the way it's being covered. Pretty much front page, lead story on all the networks now for over a week. And Savannah Guthrie just released another video as another ransom deadline passes. And these ransom deadlines are strange, too, because at least all we've been told so far is that there's no way to contact these people. Like, I don't believe they ever had a contact point or a place where they were supposed to leave money or any proof of the fact that Mrs. Guthrie is still even alive. What can you bring us up to date on this story, Tanya Powers?
Well, just in the last half hour, we have learned that the authorities are, they're saying that they are expected to release a surveillance photo of a potential subject in the investigation. This is being reported by NBC News. The photo could be released as soon as this afternoon, according to the reporting that they have released. This is the latest thing that we have. This is, you know, obviously building on a story that people have been really focused on for the last, you know, this is the 10th day of the search for her. You know, we learned, you know, prior to this morning that the FBI said they were not aware of ongoing communication between Savannah Guthrie's family and any suspected kidnappers. They had at that point and still haven't identified any suspects or persons of interest that's, you know, from the FBI. Now, the Pima County Sheriff's officials say that they have received thousands of calls on their tip line, that they have been investigating those seriously. And all of this, of course, comes as the FBI is still offering that $50,000 reward for information in the case and following the other video that Savannah Guthrie put out yesterday, making a plea to the public, not like the first video that they had put out from the family, where they were directly talking to the kidnappers. This one was, you know, asking the public, saying that, you know, they were in their hour of desperation, and it, you know, asked everybody to be on alert, regardless of whether you live anywhere near Tucson or not. Basically, she said, if you see something, if you hear anything, that, you know, to let local law enforcement know.
You know, and we have the number now seared in our brain, 1-800-CALL-FBI, 1-800-CALL-FBI, if you see something, say something, do something, wherever you are. And now we're seeing photos of just how many cameras are in that area on the streets that people would have to drive on if they were abducting her and taking her away from her home. I'm looking at one intersection alone as 5 cameras. So you've got to believe, and maybe Tanya Powers with us, alerting us to the fact that they are going to possibly release a picture today of a surveillance photo of a potential person or person of interest or whatever they officially have to call them. They just started talking about this in the last half hour, and Tanya told us about it. So it might be a picture out on one of these streets. And maybe we can see in the car. I don't honestly know what we're going to be looking for here.
Yeah, me either. And I checked just before I came in here to call you, and I had not seen any announcement from the Pima County Sheriff's Department about a press conference at some point today. That may be coming. The Sheriff's Department had said that they were not going to be doing you know, like regular updates. They would, you know, call a press conference when there was something to tell people. But otherwise, you know, if there wasn't news, they weren't going to, you know, like waste everybody's time calling us all together just to tell us nothing. So that's one of the things that they had you know, let everybody know. I don't know if they're going to, call one of these later today. This, like I said, the reporting from NBC says that the authorities are expected to release surveillance photos showing a potential suspect in the investigation into the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie. This is according to two senior law enforcement officials that spoke to NBC. They did not specify if these senior law enforcement officials are FBI or if they are with the Pima County Sheriff's Department or who they're with exactly.
Just think of this. Tanya Powers with us, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor extraordinaire. In the years that you and I have been covering stories like this, for decades, FBI profilers, veteran detectives, would look at the grammar. They look at the syntax of a ransom note. They look for clues that could reveal someone's education level or socioeconomic background. They were really into this, and they were good at it. With the traditionally handwritten notes or the typed notes, there's going to be something unique to the person who wrote it. But, you know, some kind of indication, writing style, grammar, spelling errors, whatever it is. But now these messages are being written by AI. They eliminate the writer's, what they used to call their signature voice. So there's so much more. It's so much more complex to try to nail down who might have done this. It's just a whole different ball game.
It is. You're right. I mean, that has changed a lot. AI is one of the reasons that, when the family put out that first video, they said, we want proof of life. We're ready to talk, but we want proof of life. And in the day of, AI and deep fakes and, misinformation and everything else, they wanted to make absolutely certain that this was not like some video that had been altered, to show her mother. They wanted to absolutely be sure that, she was still alive. I don't know that they've ever gotten that confirmation or how that has gone. We've not gotten a lot of detail on that.
We never have gotten any real assurance that there's anything that they've received that would lead them to believe that their mother is still alive. And in this last video, it's almost as if she's saying, we want our mother back. We'll pay the money. And it's as if she's saying, even if she, I don't mean to put words in her mouth, but it's as if she's saying, even if she isn't alive, we need her back to celebrate her life and to have closure, which is a sad thing. But again, as you and I know, covering these things for years, Tanya, this is an unbelievable amount of time to go by for it to end in a better, happier note.
Yeah, my heart goes out to the family. I can't imagine what they're dealing with right now.
Can't imagine. Which is why so many people are embracing them and trying to help. Mm-hmm. And you've helped us. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor. Don't be a stranger around these parts. We haven't talked to you in a while. We always enjoy talking with you, Tanya.
I appreciate you having me on. It's always good to hear from you.
Well, good to hear from you. As we continue in Focus with Paul W. Smith and the team on WJR.